Good morning, everyone. So good to see you all. Looks like that the weather is getting a bit warmer, and spring may be here before we even know it. I pray that the Holy Spirit will visit you individually this morning and speak to your heart, that you all may hear what God wants you to hear this morning from the Word of God. Way out west, a cowboy was driving down a road one sunny day. His dog riding in the back of the pickup truck, his faithful horse in the trailer behind. The beautiful day made him daydream, and he failed to negotiate a curve and had a terrible accident. Sometime later, a state police officer came upon the scene, an animal lover. He saw the horse first. Realizing the serious nature of its injuries, he drew his service revolver and put the animal out of its misery. He walked around the accident and found the dog, also hurt critically. He couldn't bear to hear it whine in pain, so he ended the dog's suffering as well. Finally, he located the cowboy who suffered multiple fractures off in the weed. "Hey, are you okay?" the cop asked. The cowboy took one look at the smoking revolver in the trooper's hand and quickly replied, "Never felt better." The cowboy did not need time to speculate what to answer to the officer. Anyone in the situation of the cowboy would have answered in the same manner. Sensing what is most valuable and acting upon it are built in our instinct and nature. However, the awareness of essential things in life is not always activated in a peaceful time, but in times of trouble or crisis. Now, Deb, if you would, I want to share at this point an adorable video clip I found this past week. It speaks volumes of what trouble is. So let's see the video.
Community Health of New England. The bottom line is that the vaccine is safe.
Get the facts on the vax. Visit ct.gov/COVID-vaccine.
Do you want...
That's okay, Mala. Just trying to get the other ones to follow her. That one's the...
one that doesn't follow directions?
That's the Silas of the group. Yo. Come on, babies. Poor mama.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
there over there. Oh, that one's trying to climb a telephone pole. Yeah, there you go. There you go. God. Good little cubby. Mama had to hide that far one. Yeah, there you go. Here comes Mama. She's like, are you kidding me? Like, just got your brother over there. Like, would you... Oh. Little. Poor bear.
More to a bear.
Come on, little one. Don't you. Don't you even dare.
I get it.
We don't see the father bear in the video. In the wild, mother bears raise cubs by themselves. They say that father bears would be a competition than help. The mother bear would have had an easier time if she had some help, but no one was available, of course. You know, you see this the mother bear struggling by herself, right? And we can picture very easily. It's like a single mom raising, you know, four kids, right? Did you notice what the woman said in the video? You know, she said she could relate to the mother bear. She sounds like a mother who understands the troubles of raising kids. Our troubles are similar to the mother bear. Life does not run the way we want. Life brings a lot of frustration and sighs and a lot of, come on, give me a break. Are you kidding me moments. We have to tackle our problems by ourselves when we are in trouble. So trouble is bad. We usually try to avoid it. What we want to look at this morning is benefits of trouble, the benefits of trouble. Is there such a thing as a benefit from trouble? Yes, there is. In fact, troubles do a lot of good to us and for us. They make us strong and help us how to manage life wisely. And we will focus on some important lessons that trouble teach us this morning. So let's look at Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was right before his arrest, at night before the crucifixion. Jesus prayed, Abba, Father, all things are possible to thee. Remove this cup from me, and yet not what I will, but what thou wilt. Jesus prayed so hard in pain that he sweated, and his sweat felt like blood drops from his skin. What added more to his pain was that he was completely alone. Soon after he began the public ministry, he gained popularity and thousands upon thousands followed him. Just several days ago, he entered the city of David and a huge crowd gathered and lined up on the street to welcome him. But no one saw in him a suffering servant. He needed moral support from his disciples and chose three of his top eight to be with him and pray for him. But they all fell asleep. At the time of unbearable pain and trouble, Jesus was all by himself. So what do we see here? Trouble and loneliness coexist. Columnist Walter Winchell once said, "A real friend is one who walks in when the rest of the world walks out." Trouble serves as a litmus test of who our genuine friend is. At this most painful and lonely moment, Jesus called Abba Father. Abba in Aramaic means a father, which everyone uses, including children. You know, the Hebrew, Aramaic, and then the language that the Muslims speak, they are all from the same family of language. So Abba is in Aramaic. Ab, that's in Hebrew. Ev, that's in Arabic. All means father. Like any Abba, God was Jesus' dad, so close and intimate. But there's more. And we can find that more of the implication of Abba in Jesus' prayer. Jesus prayed, "All things are possible to thee. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what thou wilt." Abba Father is all-powerful, and Jesus committed himself to the will of the Father, even if it meant more pain for him. It's not like, take this away from me, and that's the end of the prayer. But when he said, "Abba Father, I'm here to willing to suffer more if that's your will." So Abba has a little more depth to it. Dad we want to portray is the one who loves us and does everything we want. Abba, whom Jesus called, had that loving image too, but also it implies, "I have full trust that your will is better than mine, and I will obey you even if it means pain that I do not want." Jesus poured out his sorrow and asked if he had other alternatives. However, his trust and obedience led him to yield to the authority and plan of his Abba. Abba Father is basically a repetition of Abba twice. It's like Abba, Abba. And if you'd like to know, it's interesting that in Korean, when the children call their dad, it's called Abba. It's kind of similar. Abba Father is basically a repetition of Abba twice, which shows Jesus' desperation and agony. Jesus, as a fully human, needed his Father at an unbearably painful time. He was deeply distressed and troubled. His soul was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Abba Father was the only one for Jesus to turn to in his time of trouble. We too can harvest the same benefit from trouble. Trouble turns us to God and helps filter out non-essential things in life. Trouble helps us to turn to God and helps filter out non-essential things in life. Our relationship with each other is meaningful, but in reality is fragile. In the middle of trouble and at the end of our journey, our relationship with Abba Father is what truly counts. Let me share with you a story that Ray Steadman in Talking to My Father wrote. An old missionary couple had been working in Africa for years, and they were returning to New York City to retire. They had no pension, their health was broken, they were defeated, discouraged, and afraid. They discovered they were booked on the same ship as President Teddy Roosevelt, who was returning from one of his big game hunting expeditions. No one paid attention to them. They watched the fanfare that accompanied the president's entourage, with passengers trying to catch a glimpse of that great man. As the ship moved across the ocean, the old missionary said to his wife, "Something is wrong. Why should we have given our lives in faithful service for God in Africa all these many years and have no one care a thing about us? Here, this man comes back from a hunting trip and everybody makes much over him, but nobody gives two hoots about us." "Dear, you shouldn't feel that way," his wife said. "I can't help it. It doesn't seem right." When the ship docked in New York, a band was waiting to greet the president. The mayor and other dignitaries were there. The papers were full of the president's arrival. But no one noticed this missionary couple. They slipped off the ship and found a cheap flat on the east side, hoping the next day to see what they could do to make a living in the city. That night, the man's spirit broke. He said to his wife, "I can't take this. God is not treating us fairly." His wife replied, "Why don't you go to the bedroom and tell that to the Lord?" A short time later, he came out from the bedroom. Now, his face was completely different. His wife asked, "Dear, what happened?" "The Lord settled it with me," he said. "I told him how bitter I was that the president should receive this tremendous homecoming and no one met us as we returned home. And when I finished, it seems as though the Lord put his hand on my shoulder and simply said, 'But you are not home yet.'" If we feel like life isn't fair, we may just simply remind ourselves by saying, "We are not home yet. All the troubles will be buried as we put our eternal hope deep in our hearts once more." Are we in trouble? Let us not be discouraged, for our trouble filters out non-essential things in our lives. In fact, if you look at it with all the trouble carefully, we are troubled most of the time by those non-essential things. And trouble helps filter them out. Trouble helps us to turn to our Abba Father, who settles our trouble and shows us his grace and his mercy. Amen.